I thought mine worked the other day, so I wrote it on the phone.
Oh, I see, I should be doing shit like that. I'm not trying to think about it on the spot, like.
Oh, no, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome. Who's here? Who's here?
Have you mentioned it's Would You Rather?
Well, the people who listen to it know it's Would You Rather. Okay. Subscribe to it, John.
Crack on!
John's here.
Hello.
I'm here, Rick. Simon's here.
Yep.
Graham.
Hiya.
Welcome to Would You Rather. Simple as that, basically. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Oh, there we go.
He's just straight in there.
Simon's like,
do you want to go first, Simon?
Would you rather go first or go second?
I'll let you go first, Simon. Go on, Simon.
All right.
Go on, Simon. So would you rather?
would you rather bungee jump off a bridge tied by your testicles?
Oh, was that to have testicles in it? Were you, don't it?
Or would you rather have your testicles strapped to a drag racer hurling down a drag strip?
Now, I don't think you can ask many questions on this, Rick, to be fair.
How fast is drag car?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How's it attached to the car?
Well, basically, it's just...
And surely at a certain point you would just go with it.
I'm thinking, right, a drag racer is not going to stick to the speed limits of everyday life, like 30, 50, 60, 70
yeah,
miles an hour.
How far is this going? I'm going to get pulled along.
Well, normally quarter of a mile.
Quarter of a mile.
I'm just sat here thinking, how far can my balls stretch before I get pulled along with the car?
Oh, they get ripped off. You don't know what's going on, yeah.
Oh, so
if you're not secured to the floor, you're going to get to a point and then you're going to fly after.
If I'm bungee jumping and there's a possibility of my balls getting ripped, it's going to rip.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So I'd rather get pulled off by a drag.
Yeah, but if you get pulled off, you're either going to get ripped off or you're going to get pulled to one side through the...
No, you're going to die if you bungee jump.
You're going to die, you're going to run off the... Dragging
a knot. Hang on, with this bungee jump, what's beneath you? Is it like water or is it going to be land or what?
Your bungee jump, it doesn't matter.
It's, yeah.
You're tied by your testicles.
It just matters, right, because if you fall into water, you've got a better chance of survival, haven't you?
Yes.
If you fall into land, then you haven't got a better chance of survival. So what's beneath you?
Land. You're going to bleed out.
Of course it's fucking land. Of course it is.
Well, that's easy then.
But that, no, hang on, you're going to bleed out. It didn't matter because you're going to bleed out when your testicles get ripped off anyway. Either way, you're going to die with this. So do you want to die falling or getting...
You're not going to die.
You're going to bleed out.
Your fits.
Just...
Do you bleed out, sir?
Stick a plaster on
it. Depends on the situation, I suppose, isn't it? But
this is a very vague question.
It's tied to your testicles, man. Fucking hell.
You're not right.
It's gonna fucking hurt.
Okay, if you're bungee jumping and it's gonna rip, there's no way your balls. I've got tough balls. You guys know how tough my balls are. You know I'm tough.
Somebody's
gonna rip
my whole body weight
bouncing off them. That's not gonna happen, is it? So it's gonna rip, and I'm gonna fall, and I'm gonna die from a height.
Yeah,
the pain for like 2 seconds before my head crunch lands into some concrete.
Yeah, it's gonna be painful either way. You're gonna get dragged behind a fucking drag racer.
But in a drag racer, you're not even gonna move. You're gonna be stood there.
You're gonna get to a point.
You see how quickly they set off?
Yes. But if you're not secured to the floor, you're going to get to a point where everything's at a stretch and then it's going to tear ass off.
You're not going to stretch. It's not even going to stretch. You're going to get pulled for maybe a couple of feet before it rips, isn't it? Because they set off so fast.
This will probably be your best sexual encounter, to be honest.
I'm trying to look up where the nearest drag strip is. Not them kind of drags.
Can I just tie my balls to your car, please, sir? You just drive as normal.
Pretend I'm not here. Stood in his mirror. Go! You're going to get pulled, yes, by... but it's going to drive off because it's going to rip straight through. And then as long as you get a bandage on there, you'll survive it.
You're going to have a medikit standing by, or... 999
Yeah, I'm a very attractive nurse right next to me.
Well, you'll have a nurse, okay.
Yeah, but just think of all the other stuff that's going to rip out with it. I mean, you're not
gonna... But see it from the other point, you're bungee jumping, as soon as that rips, you're falling and you're landing on your head and you're dying.
I don't, like, I see the real question here is, how do you want to die? Yeah. Do you want to die getting balls ripped off by a car, or do you want to die by getting your balls ripped off and falling on concrete?
Well, if you survive it, you're going to be in a lot of pain. Not only just by that, the fact that you've been dragged.
You're not going to survive a bungee jump. You're not going to survive a 150-foot drop, having your balls ripped off and then face first into concrete. Yeah. You're not going to survive that.
No,
with a drag race, you've got a very slim chance of survival. So give me the drag race. Give me the drag race.
I wouldn't say it's even that car. Slim. I think you'd be alright.
Tie it to a car. Yeah. Give me the rope. I'll do it myself.
Oh, yeah. Let's go tie it to his car.
Drag race, not be that car.
How's it attached to your bottom? It's a rope wrapped around it.
Well, yeah, you know, you have a special harness for your testicles, you know.
Special harness.
Oh, see, this changes.
You can't,
changes
you, can't, well, you can't get a fucking rope.
If you've got a special testicle bungee jump harness, then I might go for that one.
Oh, hang on, I'll just eat a bit, see how much I can. I know.
Buy one for me bedroom.
If you feel better, just nylon rope.
Okay, that makes me feel better. I'm going to go for the drag.
It's going to be the car. Give me the car. Tie the car.
You might as well just jump off a cliff otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have to jump off the fucking bridge.
Yeah, I think I'd rather...
Just end it.
You're going to die, though.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have no balls. No
but
balls.
You're still going to have a cock, aren't you?
Hopefully.
Well, you don't know what's going to get ripped off, do you?
John gets by with no balls.
Claire keeps them in a jar.
Easy.
Guy takes his weight in the gym today. He doesn't say a word to him. He just moans about it on Facebook. To me... That is a guy with no balls.
Would you rather?
Can I do my slightly sensible one before we start crude again?
Right, go on then, go.
Would you rather?
Is yours crude, sorry?
It's not very nice.
You're the last one then.
Would you rather be able to read or...
That would be good.
There's me out.
Or able to read minds and be illiterate.
Well, I'm both really. I can't. I'm illiterate. And I can't read.
You can read. Of course, you can read.
Being illiterate is not being able to read.
No. Just imagine reading the minds. Just imagine
I can't read and I'm illiterate.
You're sat at like a table, maybe mixed with strangers and friends that
That's
you know.
That's a good question,
right? And you've got like women there who, you could actually read the minds.
Yeah,
thinking,
this is what I always. I don't know if I'd want to know.
I wonder if she likes me or not, and then you can actually find out if...
But then Rick would know not to waste his time.
Yeah, true.
With every single woman.
human, not woman, human.
Oh, I'd be the most depressed man in the world.
Well, more than
I don't
want
to know the truth. Yeah. No, I quite like this, because... I mean, straight away you think, I'd like to read minds, but... You read all the time. Like, this is the most basic of reading, isn't it? Like, reading a tin that says tea, coffee and sugar, you wouldn't know what it was. So...
Get somebody else in to do it for you. Translate that fucker. I'll read minds.
Well, if you can read minds, you'll find a girlfriend pretty quick who you can then use to read things for you.
Exactly, yeah. Get somebody else to do it for you. Read minds. Crack on. Next.
See, Rick, this is easy because he's used to being stupid.
Where did that come from?
Well, it's not how this works.
That's where that come from.
Simon, go. I don't know.
Read minds.
Excuse the pun, but I think it's a no-brainer.
I wouldn't be able to do any of this podcast, popcornography, any of that nonsense, could I? If you can't read, you can't write.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a Leaps.
You can't type.
Nomination, would you?
You can't. But I did, John.
I did.
Yeah. Me, myself, and Irene over there. Only joke, mate. Go on.
What would you do on a Saturday night when you go around your friend's house? You couldn't read Facebook.
Couldn't play Xbox.
Yeah, you couldn't play Clash of the Clans because you wouldn't know.
No.
I don't know.
I'll get somebody else to do it for me.
Why couldn't you play the Xbox in
there? Because you wouldn't know how to
read. You wouldn't know anything said. I mean,
you wouldn't know how to learn. You wouldn't know how to learn to play the game.
It'd be like playing a game in Japanese. Yeah. I guess you could probably try to.
Oh, yeah, but once you've got to learn.
You understand what people are saying, don't you?
Yeah, but you can go through a learning curve.
You're not going to learn anything. That's the whole point of this. You're never going to be able to read.
Right, we'll get somebody else to do it for you then. Right.
But reading minds would be...
Read minds. No,
but that, some things you don't want to read. Some things you wouldn't want to hear. Like, I wouldn't know what you... I wouldn't really want to know what you think of me, John.
Oh, you don't know what I...
Exactly. Exactly. It's best that you control right that. And you can tell me exactly what you want me to hear.
Begins with a C and S.
C and S.
Cupid stunt.
No.
Shush.
Cocksucker. Carry
shush.
On.
There's no word that begins with CS. That doesn't work. Can you not read?
Can I not read? I'm not reading. I'm thinking of it, you damn tit.
Begins with CS. What is it?
See, I've just said cocksucker.
But that doesn't begin with a CS. That begins with a
CO. With a C and an S.
It begins with a C and O.
Begins with a C and an S.
The two separate letters. The words do, yes.
Would you rather?
I definitely don't want to know what you think of me right now. Graham, what did you want?
I would go with be able to read.
I'm not gaining anything from that. Because I can do that.
No. If you read minds, you can't.
But
so if you can...
Do you want to be able to read, yes? Yeah. Which you can do now.
No. Your choice is, right?
Well, I'm hoping you can.
You start your life again, and you can either be able to read, or read
minds. You've never even known how to read, so you'd struggle to get by in life, wouldn't you?
He does now.
You fell for that one, mate.
But think of how much money you can. Can you make money from reading minds?
Of course you could. Absolutely.
How?
There'll be certain ways.
Yeah.
Like a lie detector. Like a lie detector. But then again, what's to say they're going to believe you? That's like a kind of, no, he's just telling a lie. So I don't think you could make much money from it. And you're not going to get a job if you can't read it.
You could.
Well, you can get very basic jobs.
McDonald's. We'll need to ask if you want fries with it.
Probably have to read.
Look at Xavier. He read minds over the fucking mansion he lives in.
He can also read.
Fuck that.
He did lots of essays and stuff, didn't he? Went to uni.
He reads minds more than he fucking reads.
I'd have to read. Although that's... I really want to go for the other one because I can't do that. But if you think about it, I think reading.
So, Si?
Read mine.
I'm reading right to a split.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who's next?
But if you're last and me and Si have been... Use your mind. Use your mind reading power to tell us what the answer is.
I'm drinking my tea.
Mine's right? Quite a simple one. Would you rather live in a world?
Expect nothing less.
Would you rather live in a world?
Spit it out.
Full of dinosaurs.
Oh,
the world's been taken over by dinosaurs.
Right.
You're living in huts. Trying to survive your prey, basically.
I'm sure there's a game out.
Two Rock or something.
Jurassic Park, the Ark. Game.
I think it's called Ark, isn't it?
I don't know. Or live in a world of zombies, where the world has been overrun by zombies. Which would you rather be hiding from?
I was going to say, either way, you're going to be prey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but if you live in a world of dinosaurs, there's like... Some dinosaurs you can live among and they're not going to...
Is that?
Yeah, those big fucking grass-eating things.
Is this
things.
An experience?
Well, I just watched it on Jurassic Park.
Yeah, apparently there's herbivores. And
yeah, see?
Brachiosaurus, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads, yeah.
Just the one.
Whereas...
Brachiosaurus?
Just off the top of my mind.
If you're living in a world full of zombies,
Everything.
Everything's going to fucking eat you.
That depends what breed of zombies they are.
Where did zombies go?
How fast did they run?
Did they run?
Some walk.
Classic
zombies,
probably the walking ones, do you reckon?
Some jog.
This is a deciding factor, though.
Some jump, some don't.
Run, you're going to be going dinosaur. Well, no, because then dinosaurs can run faster than humans.
Some talk, some don't.
What?
28 days later.
Well, they run like...
So they're full of rage.
They run like Usain Bolt.
They're full of rage. They're like angry zombies.
Do you know what? I'll probably get like one or two good night's sleep if I live in a world of dinosaurs. If you live in a world of zombies, you ain't fucking safe.
Depends where you are.
Nah. Nah, because
you are. Depends where you are. You could try and find an island, live in a, like a safe house. Or there must be safe.
Then the pterodactyls are going to fly over and pick you out, aren't
they? Well, if you went the other one, yeah.
What we're living in? A hut. Just a wooden hut.
Well, no, it's nowadays, but the world's either overrun by dinosaurs or it's overrun by zombies.
Well, if you've got a, like, a decent house with decent locks on the windows and doors.
Decent locks. You're right.
Safe down
if every window's got a 5-point locking system.
Right.
There's zombies, certain places you'd be alright. They're not going to get in prisons.
Zombies are thick as fuck.
Dinosaurs could.
Right? So zombies could. Aren't going to be able to pick a lock or smash a window or anything like that, are they?
Dinosaurs won't.
Well, it's got a point.
Right? So I would go for, so if you've got a house like this, your house now, right? Yeah. You've got decent locks on the windows and doors, yeah? Right, and you've got a zombie trying to get in. They're not going to know how to get into the locked door.
But you're also going to run out of food.
What if one's a locksmith?
I kind of think all that.
What if raptors were more intelligent than we know? What if raptors knew how to open doors?
They know how to open an unlocked door, not a locked door. As soon as you got locked
door. As far as we know, I mean, we've only got a few films to base that on. I mean, in Jurassic Park 5, they might know how to.
One of their claws might be a key, a universal key.
Exactly.
Give me the zombies. Give the zombies the thickest fuck, they won't know what to do. Zombies
tea.
Dinosaurs, though, there's not as many of them.
Funny, I'm bald!
Is there? Zombies are all about hordes, whereas dinosaurs. There's a few you have to watch out, but as long as you remain out of their radar.
Yeah, it's sort of like.
Yeah, but you don't know really which ones to avoid and which ones not to avoid.
Ones that are trying to fucking eat you.
No, I mean, obviously, like the raptors and your T-Rexes, yeah, I would clearly avoid, but like others that you're not entirely sure of, you know, you might go, I don't know, give it a stroke on the head and chew your fucking arm off.
With dinosaurs, there's no risk of seeing your loved ones become the walking dead, though.
True. But there's always a risk of them being eaten.
Yeah, but that's better than seeing them.
Did you hear about Becky? Her head bitten off by T-Rex.
Eating on a toilet.
Yeah.
She went for a shit one day. She hasn't come back since.
What did she eat last night?
I don't know.
She blew the fucking wall out, though. Dirty bitch.
Imagine locking yourself in a house, fully secure, and then he goes to the toilet. Open a window.
I know, yeah, it's like zombies.
Oh, fuck. I would take my chance for them. You do not want to go in there.
As long as you haven't got a spring loaded contraption to keep your toilet roll on, and you see it.
That doesn't help anybody. No one knows what you're talking about.
I'd really
do you want to explain?
Really want to go into it, actually, to be honest. No.
He decided to dismantle my toilet rack thing and then sprang it into my toilet full of poo, wasn't it, John? Something like that. And then decided to what?
Fish it
sanitize out. It or something in my only cup.
With boiling water, yeah. I thought
cup.
I had good fucking intentions there. Hey, that's a good friend
is
of mine.
Is that the one he's now drinking out of?
It was that cup.
You're drinking shit.
Not the cup you're drinking out of.
I drank out of it.
I've got an aggressive immune system.
Answers, Simon. Dinosaur or zombies? World.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Zombie.
Dinosaurs. Then I don't know, there's something about zombies I don't like the idea of that.
No.
I'd rather get ripped apart by a dinosaur than a zombie. Because they've only got little mouths, haven't they? Mouths? Is that the right word?
Thing is, you're going to be sitting with one eye open all the time with zombies.
Mouths. Either way, I think. Mouths, yeah.
Smashing.
John?
Would you rather put in your mouth?
I've told you this, John. John, I'm not doing it, John.
A used tampon.
There we go.
Or would you rather take a big gulp of diarrhea?
You're a dirty bastard, you know that, don't you?
What website do you get this off?
I've heard the tampon one before.
Used tampon.
He's sucking on a used tampon.
Sucking on a you are sucking that good night, son.
Right, I've got questions.
Of course you have.
Who used it?
Whose tampon is
What do you mean, who fucking used it?
Whose tampon is it?
No, it generally affects my decision.
If it's Scarlett Hansen's, I'll say that one. If it's Margaret Thatcher's...
Who died about...
Exactly, yeah.
5.5 years ago.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't stop.
Whose is it?
It's just your average woman. No fucking actor.
Excuse me, love, can I just borrow this?
It's because you're an average woman. We need your tampon.
Yeah. Have you seen this trick I can do?
Right, it's your average woman who's got a job, who's clean and all that sort of stuff.
She's got a job.
She's got, well, true. Oh, average woman who doesn't have
a job. If you haven't got a job, you're not an average woman.
Right, so.
Fucking hell.
Right. You fucking normal woman. I don't know how else to put that.
Okay.
Right?
Whose poo is it? An average.
An average woman.
An average woman's poo.
Maxi, mini or midi?
What?
Tampon. What size is it? You know, what's the absorption rate?
Yeah, is it light, heavy?
Who gives a fuck? It's a fucking tampon.
Right, I would take an average woman's tampon.
Full of blood.
Oh, a gulp.
Over a gulp of shit.
Blood.
I'm just sucking on it, aren't I?
Oh, you're sucking on a good natural.
It's not Ribena.
I know, but it's.
It's not like.
It's an average woman, so she's not horrible. I'll take an average woman right now.
It's not
like. He found a homeless woman attractive earlier.
Oh, that was a secret, Jack. Right.
What?
Let me explain.
I don't want an explanation.
You might not.
I don't want one. I don't want an explanation.
Your boots. There's a little cut, and there was a woman sat in there, and I walked past, and I was like, oh, beggar, keep your... Because they always ask for money and that. And there was a fella chatting to her, and I looked, and then I
thought she's not listening to this.
On her iPod, on her iPhone 7 or whatever, no. Right? And I was like, she's actually... Do you know who I mean?
I might have a picture. I don't know.
You've got a picture! You've got a picture! He's took a picture of
She's that fit. He's took pictures of
her. No, not that fit. Right. This can't
work. We're going off on a tangent here.
This can't work. Right. 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 Fit this out if I can find
No, that's fine.
No.
I'm sure people will be...
You're dead excited about this as well, aren't
you? No.
Yeah, can you send me it?
No, because if it is the person who I think it is, it needs a slap.
No, it won't be then. Because she was bunny-ish. She wasn't bad looking. For a beggar.
What's she look like?
Well... Slim, obviously, she was starving. natural. She didn't have any money for makeup, so naturally she looked quite alright. It's not going to be the picture you've got, because she honestly, Si, if I thought she was alright, you're going to think that. Because his standards are way lower than mine.
I'm beginning to fucking...
No, well...
Question that.
Maybe.
Just take your time, Sam.
Yeah, this is true. And a picture's going to really help a podcast listener.
Well, I'm not bothered up there. He's not bothered.
I am very bothered.
Oh, we've totally gone off direction.
Anyway, Graham, while he's fanning about, what would you call?
Tampon or shit?
You couldn't suck on shit.
No, it's got to be tampon.
No, it's a big gulp. No, you're not going to suck on it. You're going to...
Well, I'm sucking on a tampon or gulping down shit.
Yeah.
Suck on a tampon.
Yeah.
Simon,
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you've got to pick one of them.
Tampon, then.
If an average woman came up to me and said, "Suck my tampon," I'd go, "All right then."
You wouldn't even need money for it.
No, I wouldn't.
Hey, okay, pet. It's been a while. Then.
Kind of kinky, isn't it?
No, it's not kind of kinky. Don't fucking deluded, you daft bastard.
I wouldn't really do that.
None of it's...
Have you found this picture yet?
No.
Well...
What's your answer, John?
Tampon.
He's kicking your bones!
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, there we go. Another episode of... Would...
You... Rather...
Nothing for you to say there, John. So, thanks very much for listening.
I did wonder how he's going to do that.
I was going to get him to say would, you. I was happy not to say... Anyway, right, thanks
what
for
What
would
you
done
a Dean, was it yet?
I wouldn't have done it.
We could have done a letter each.
W-O-U-L. See ya.
See, so now I can't go.
I know the spell would.
W-O-O-D. U.
W-O-D.
Next!
R-A-F. R. Thanks for listening, yeah. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time for another one. Yes. Say bye, John.
Bye, John.
Bye, Graham.
Bye, Graham.
Bye, Sam.
Bye, Dad.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye.